On the new.
Oh, by jingo!
Well, oh, by jingo, I'll have to come later. I got some more things I want to do first. On the record, with my son Merle, there's a tune that I do called Otto Wood the Bandit. I'll tell you a little about Otto. If I can ever get the frog out of my throat, excuse my loud noise there. Otto Wood lived in Wilkes County, North Carolina. That's a neighboring county to Watauga, where I live. And he worked as a railroad brakeman up until 1926, when he had an accident and lost the use of one of his arms, his left arm. And you know, in the late 20s and early 30s, times is awful hard. And the old boy had to pawn some of the personal belongings he had, I guess, to eat. Took a rather expensive watch that was a family heirloom to a pawn shop and pawned it for a few days to get a little money. And he told the fella, said, "Now, I'll be back to get it in about 30 days. He said, "You give me a pawn ticket and don't you let nobody else have it." He said, "I'll be back and redeem it." Well, he went back about a week and a half before time for it to run out, and the fella had already sold his watch, and he found out that he'd sold it for about three or four times what he paid him when he pawned it. So Otto was kind of angry about it, and he went in to see the man about it, and he sashed him, and Otto flew into a rage, and he struck him with the butt of a pistol harder than he intended to and killed him. And they gave him, instead of a manslaughter charge like you might get for getting in a fight with somebody or assault with a deadly weapon or something like that, and manslaughter, they gave him second-degree murder. And Otto didn't think he ought to have that big a sentence for what he did, so he turned bitter and became one of the worst outlaws that ever came out of the South. And the southern town he was shot and killed in was Salisbury, North Carolina, in 1930. Step up, buddies, and listen to my song. I'll sing it to you right, but you might sing it wrong. A song about a man they call Otto Wood. I can't tell you all, but I wish I could. He stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day, and then he had a quarrel with a clerk, they say. Pulled out a pistol and struck him fatal blows. This is the way the story goes. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? They spread the news as fast as they could. The sheriff served a warrant on Otto Wood. The jury said murder in the second degree, and the judge passed sentence to the penitentiary. They put him in the pen, but it done no good, cause he wouldn't hold a man they call Otto Wood. It wasn't very long till he slipped outside, pulled a gun on the guard, said, "Take me for a ride." Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? Second time they caught him was away out west, in a hold-up game he got shot through the breast. They brought him back, and when he got well, they locked him down in a dungeon cell. He was a man that could not run, for he always toted a .44 gun. He loved the women and he hated the law, and he just didn't take nobody's jaw. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that .44 gun? He rambled out west and he rambled all around till he met two sheriffs in a southern town. And they said, "Otto, step to the way, for we've been expecting you every day." He pulled out his gun and then he said, "Just make a crooked move and you both fall dead. You better crank up your car and take me out of town." But a few minutes later he was graveyard bound. Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. I told, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?